write down every time you smell something, and then we'll talk about it on the podcast. We'll have, it'll be a new recurring feature. What did you smell last week?
So, as you probably have heard, we lost one of our brightest stars, President George Herbert Walker Bush, recently.
Yeah, I did hear that.
And I'm not sure who was eulogizing him at this point, but I heard one of the quotes from his funeral service say, if we were to write one thing on his grave, it could just be the letter L for loyal. It's like, that would be the dumbest, most confusing grave. Who would know what the L stood for?
Yeah. Was that like an inside joke? Why did that person think that was a nice thing to say at a funeral?
I don't know. But like, is L the international symbol of loyalty? Or like...
I'm going to go with no.
How about we leave his name off the grave and we just put an L? Because he was loyal. That's what you do, right?
So is
no question, one would question that, right?
Is your question, what would you get on your grave? Or
that is, in fact, the question.
No, how dumb is L on the grave?
What does L mean to you?
Yeah.
No. What would you have inscribed?
I don't know. I haven't thought about this very much, to be honest. I don't know that I will have a grave marker, even. It seems like a waste of money to me.
You're going to be buried in an unmarked grave?
I hope even... to be just like dumped in the woods.
In pieces?
I want my body given back to the animal kingdom.
From whence it came.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. I just don't know for sure that I will have a gravestone marker
thing. Okay.
How cultural are grave markers? Like, obviously there's cultures where they don't bury their dead with a grave marker, but like, how common do you think it is?
I think for cultures that do bury people, they usually mark the grave somehow.
Yeah. You mentioned a Viking funeral on a previous episode.
Yeah.
That is where you're in a boat, mm-hmm. and they fire burning arrows at you, correct?
Correct.
That's what I want.
Except in my version of the Viking funeral, you're still alive. Just wrapped very tightly in oily cloths.
Oily. It's not enough to be on a burning boat in the ocean. It might not kill me, actually, unless you wrapped me in oily rags. So.
Yeah, exactly. Even then, if you rocked like too much, you might be able to turn the boat over and put yourself out.
Have we started a magician's podcast? Is this an illusion?
It could be the next great illusion.
If I had to get a gravestone, I still don't know what I would put on it.
Okay, let's start with what your gravestone would be then.
Like made of?
Yeah, forget the quote, but like, what would you have as a marker?
I think just something like simple. Like, I can't think
like
of
a sunflower.
An exciting grave marker, because I don't...
Just plant a sunflower where I lay to rest.
I don't want like a... What are the big buildings called that are in graveyards? It starts with the
mausoleum.
C. Oh yeah, mausoleum. That's it. Doesn't start with a C.
Close.
like that is ostentatious to me. I don't want anything. I don't even want anything that like some guy had to like carve something into. You know, like just go find a rock.
You don't want anybody exerting effort for you after your death.
I do want you to go find a nice rock. It doesn't have to be a big rock, even.
Okay.
Just a nice-ish rock. and just go over to where my body is.
You don't want any artisan talents wasted on your corpse.
It's a waste of time.
Okay.
You go find a rock. You think about me while you go find your rock. Get the rock. You go back to the gravesite. No flourishes. You just sort of toss it
from approximately where you think you are. Okay.
Yeah, from hip height. Just sort of lazily toss it towards the hole and then walk away and forget about the rock and me forever. That's what I want.
That sounds pretty nice.
Yeah, I think it could be the start of a new sort of death ritual. Like, that's what we do for people.
The new chilled out graveyard.
Yeah.
The millennial graveyards are just like rock piles. There's random fields of shitty rocks.
Yeah. No, nice rocks.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
But nice.
It's a found rock, though.
Yeah, true. Nice is relative. So, you know, if there's no nice rock in your area, then yeah, it is a pile of whatever is around.
So don't travel to find the rock.
You have to walk.
Okay.
So like, if you really want to honor someone, you can walk really far and find the nicest rock. Oh, see, now it's getting all culty again.
You might as well write on the rock at that point.
You're right. No, just keep it simple. Go get a nice rock. Lazily toss. That's important. Lazily toss it onto the grave.
It's the hip height rolling out of the rock that really matters to you.
And I'll walk away.
Okay. I'm trying to remember that.
Thanks.
So should it be like in a graveyard among other graves or just like
doesn't matter.
Somewhere really inconvenient, like the side of a highway.
It doesn't matter. Honestly, anywhere. There's probably laws about body disposal, unfortunately. But
do you want to be buried as a body or do we bury your ashes?
I've thought about this. Do you want to be cremated?
I think so. Because it seems gross to just have people like going all rotty underground around us all the time.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Sometimes when I walk by a graveyard, I'm like, this, like, it rained yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, it's just gross in there.
I don't trust that you got all the human juices out of that body before you put it down there. And they're probably seeping into my shoes right now.
Yeah. Does anything crazy like that happen at graveyards? Like, does the ground bleed sometimes? Like,
I don't know that it bleeds. I think there has been times when it get like big floods and stuff soak the ground so much that like stuff starts floating up through it, like coffins and stuff.
Right. Which is terrifying.
Yeah, that's gross. But it makes grave robbing way easier.
Yeah.
Is grave robbing still a thing? We talked about things you'd want to take to your grave on an earlier episode.
Yeah.
But we never covered things you want to steal from a grave.
True. I don't know if grave robbing is still a thing. Do they still even bury people with valuables at all?
Well, like nice suits, jewelry maybe.
Yeah, but
like a ring or a watch.
You're not going to get a suit. Jewelry, yeah.
You wouldn't wear a dead man's suit.
No.
You're too good to wear a skeleton suit, Andrew.
You know what? No. If they found it, like if you got it out of the ground real quick, you know, before the earth had collapsed around the suit. I'm just worried about the quality of the suit. I don't care that a dead man had it on.
True, true. Yeah.
Jewelry obviously holds up. But like, do you bury people with jewelry still?
I feel like maybe they stopped because
of the whole grave robbing thing.
Yeah, the whole grave robbing thing. Or I think it's probably more common that the dude who's burying you just strips the body as the last thing before he closes the coffin up or whatever.
Yeah, so the people that when you walk away and they lower the casket in, those are the people that are grave robbing in modern times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're the modern day heroes. Indiana Joneses of our time, that is.
Do you want to answer what you would put on your grave? Or are you leaving cremation?
Well, first of all, I'm not going to have a traditional headstone. I want an obelisk.
Okay.
So like a really tall rock pillar.
Yeah.
Like a stone cock, basically.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'd have something written right at the very top where no one could read it.
Would your obelisk be like smooth, hard to climb?
Good question. I might make it spiky.
Yeah, I think, well, that'd be easier to climb. I think you should
make pigeon landing spikes.
Yeah, I think you should make it a challenge to get up there if that's your plan, to write something small on the top.
Yeah, and then I'll have a prize up there too.
Yeah.
Or maybe the inscription is the prize.
And there's got to be some sort of puzzle, because otherwise they could just aim the camera up there to read.
Oh, true.
Or like it has to be hidden behind a cover or something.
Yeah.
I think you should forge like a golden key.
Mm-hmm.
That you then put somewhere out in the world.
Like this? It fits up there at the top?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love it.
Exactly.
Now, what do I write on the key?
If lost, please return to.
They don't even know they're going on a treasure hunt. They just think they're bringing a key home.
Yeah, you just put GPS coordinates on the key.
Oh, yeah.
And then they go there. And they're like, what? Is this bullshit tower made of plywood?
Is this supposed to be an obelisk?
And Naomi's like,
it looks dangerous.
Just ignore that. I'm sorry you found the key. He was working on that for years.
There's a bunch of them out there. We've had like three guys this week try and climb it.
He lost his marbles a bit at the end. The towers got crazier and crazier. I don't know which one you have the key for. I don't think there's anything good up there, so I wouldn't recommend it.
I guarantee it's not safe. That's the main point I'm trying to make here.
Yeah. Please don't climb the towers.
This week's episode of Super Good Question is brought to you by those little dinosaur thingies that were like dry, but then you put them in water and then
they get way bigger.
Yeah,
those are sweet.
What happened to those?
I don't know.
What is a food that you really love to eat, but it's a real pain in the ass?
So many foods. I would eat so much more, so many more exotic foods and so many other, just so much more variety in general if everything wasn't a pain in the ass to make.
Oh, not to make, but to eat.
What? Nothing's a pain in the ass to eat.
Pistachios.
Okay, fine. You got me. Certain nuts are hard to eat.
Pineapple.
Pineapple's not hard to eat. You just cut off the outside.
It starts dissolving your tongue, though, after a certain
point. I never get that far on a pineapple. I don't like pineapple enough to make myself get burned from the acid. I know it happens, but pineapples and pickles I eat very slowly because their flavors are very strong to me. So I'll eat a pickle over half an hour.
Okay.
Nibbling on a pickle, which is actually the name of my number one single.
Nibbling on a pickle on iTunes now. Get it.
Shit, now we gotta record Nibbling on a Pickle.
It's gotta come out.
And get it up on iTunes. It's
been 2 days.
Yeah.
All right. We can do it.
I like your confidence.
Nibbling on a pickle. I wanna tickle.
That's a chorus. Done.
Writes itself.
Do you eat excessive pineapple to the point where your mouth is hurting?
I have before, yeah.
Have you, first of all, that's disgusting and don't do that, but also
it's like a superfood,
but also have you eaten Captain Crunch and cut your mouth with that? Cause people say that Captain Crunch messes up your mouth.
Yeah. It's a pretty sharp cereal. There's other sharp cereals. I think it gets, unfair hate. Fruit Loops will cut up your mouth now and then.
Fruit Loops will cut up your mouth? No, they get soggy real quick.
You're doing it wrong.
Do you,
you're over milking, bro.
Do you pour the milk on first? Or wait, put the milk in the bowl first?
No, and
pour
I'm not the cereal a fucking monster. How can you ask me that?
Some people do that.
I know. And those people shouldn't be allowed.
Do you think they exist?
To though? Mingle with the rest of us.
Do you think those people exist? Or is that just one of those...
Like it's an urban myth?
Urban myths, like wiping the wrong way.
Wiping the wrong way? What's the... Hold on. What's the wiping the wrong way urban myth? That it's wrong, or that people do it?
There's a couple wiping myths. I think they're myths. One is wiping standing up.
What's the myth? That it's possible?
That people do it.
Okay.
Do you wipe standing up?
I think when I was a little kid, I did.
But how does... Don't your cheeks get dirtier from the standing up? My butt cheeks go together when I stand up. Is that not normal?
Yeah, I guess. Like, how much poo
it's all over.
Is left? Like, how much... Like, how much difference could it really make?
I guess. I guess you're right. If you had a clean poo, then it shouldn't matter. But I still think standing up to wipe is messed up.
Yeah, it's weird.
The other one is like
reaching
into the bowl from the front or the side to wipe.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do that.
Yeah, I don't do that.
That's wrong.
I scooch forward and go down the back.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, good.
According to the Geneva Convention.
Back to pain in the ass foods, though. What are the other pain in the ass foods?
Oranges, gotta peel them.
Yeah. Honestly,
avocados, gotta time them just right.
Yeah, honestly, any obstacle to eating the food will deter me completely.
It's complete non-starter for you.
There's a couple oranges sitting on my counter right now that I've been like, I could use an orange, and then noped out because I don't want to peel it.
Yep.
Like I think I'm far too lazy when it comes to food prep.
Fair enough. In 2018, there's no reason to do any food prep.
Yeah, just the food open comes up your phone,
prepared, ready for your mouth.
One, I have a folder full of food apps. I'm gonna count how many different apps right now I could get food delivered to this house with. Ready? 11 apps.
Wow.
11 apps for food delivery. One of them is a grocery delivery, so that might be.
Are any of those ice cream only? Because I've got a craving.
No, I have candy cane ice cream in my freezer, though. You want some?
Ugh, candy cane. That's disgusting.
What? You don't like candy cane ice cream?
No, why would you want hard shards of candy in your creamy frozen treat?
Did we stumble on a food that's hard to eat for you?
Yeah, that's perfect timing.
Yeah.
It's not hard to eat. It's just terrible.
It's a pain in the ass.
No, I don't enjoy it. I don't enjoy eating it. It's not a good flavor, and it is not right on the palate.
So it's not something you want. I can't believe you have such a hate on for peppermint candy cane.
I hate people crushing up candy canes onto things. A candy cane is meant to be sucked, people. Not chewed. You don't want shards of sharp candy cane on your tongue. These are weapons. Your throat is a sensitive piece of tissue.
You chew them. You chew them up and swallow them. And candy cane ice cream has chunks of chocolate in it.
Well, just do the chocolate.
So you just want mint chocolate chip. Candy cane ice cream is a waste of time to you.
Complete waste of time.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of mint chip, but I also think that candy cane ice cream is fun. And I don't see the harm in the shards of peppermint.
Fun. You think it's fun to bleed
from
your gums?
I don't. You have
while bad, enjoying your ice cream.
You have bad oral health. If candy cane ice cream has made your gums bleed in any capacity.
All ice cream makes my gums bleed, I'll have you know.